Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you once again on a blessed Saturday night. This is Brother Nate, another God's Word to Man broadcast, and I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who has given me the opportunity once again to share the very Word of God again with you. I thank God for all of you that are listening to the broadcast, and once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. Now, the phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines are open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWORD2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So we are grateful once again for another blessed day in the Lord. Those of you who have been following us on Blog Talk Radio, you know by it being Saturday night, it is Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and myself. Also, Voice of the Handmaiden tonight, which means we'll be joined by the sisters in Christ. Amen. We're grateful unto them for what God has given them to give unto the people. And as we await for my brother to come on to head this off, I just want to take the opportunity once again to thank all of you that have been listening to us on Blog Talk Radio as we've been giving you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yesterday we had some technical difficulties, didn't quite get to go into what we went into. I did a later broadcast around, say, 8 o'clock, for those of you that had been listening. And, you know, I thank God for the Spirit of God, because even what I had said at the 8 o'clock broadcast, which I think I was on maybe about 30 minutes, I still sense the Spirit of the Lord. It was nothing that I just thought of saying. I rehearsed or anything. It's just that, you know, that's what the Lord had laid on my heart. And the Spirit of the Lord was witnessing to that which I was saying unto you, whoever was listening yesterday. So I'm grateful to the Lord that, you know, God is an organized God. And He's for organizations, but He's above all for us to be led by His Spirit. And so therefore, the Spirit of the Lord dealt with me as I was on there for 30 minutes last night. You know, after the technical difficulties, I talked to Brother Lee, who should be coming on in a few minutes. And I told him, I said, Brother, God must have really gave you something to say yesterday for the devil to be stirring up this much hindrance, trying to keep us and hindering us from doing the heart-to-heart yesterday. But even though the devil may bring some hindrance, he cannot fully stop unless we step into the arena of unbelief. And so once again, I thank God that God is going to cause what was missed to be made up. Amen. So now I see my brother here. I'm going to patch him on. God bless you, brother. Sure. Thank God for you.
Thank God for you, my dear brother. Another glorious and wonderful day the Lord has appointed and given to us. This is the day Yahweh has made. We'll be glad and rejoice in it for Him and for His Son who made the sacrifice, the atonement. So we're blessed to see another day. And gathered together by airwave and technology, a miracle. You know, back 2,000 years ago, it's been 1,000 years ago or 500 years ago, 300 years ago, they would see this, us talking, communicating to nations and to one another over airwaves. They'll say, oh, never.
Yeah.
And we, actually, you in Durant, Mississippi, this is Brother Lee and Brother Nathaniel Hunt, representative of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Holy Messiah, our Redeemer. What, the Lion of Judea, the bright and morning star, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
Amen.
Our intercede. Lord and Lord, the Creator.
Amen. Well, you know, one thing I have to say, brother, I believe that God must have given you another message, because now I'm getting a lot of breakup from your phone, and therefore, you know, the devil don't want you to get this message out. Amen. And once again, I do believe that whatever God has given you to go over today would definitely be a blessing. So right now we're kind of, my brother's kind of blanked out a little bit here on the broadcast. And we just thank God. In the name of Jesus, binding the works of Satan, every hindrance of the devil right now, Satan, we bind every tactic, every plan, every scheme that you have come up with to hinder this broadcast. You are a liar. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke you. The Lord rebukes you. In Jesus' name, we come against you right now. We plead the blood of Jesus against you right now. In the name of Jesus, you will not be successful. Amen. The word of the Lord shall go forth. In Jesus' name, glory to God. Glory to God. The word of the Lord shall go forth. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are grateful for the Lord and his power in the name of Jesus, because our God is all powerful. Yes, Lord, you are all powerful. Amen. So once again, we're having, I don't know, and the airwaves has been messed with. I know that some things are technology, some things that Satan is at work to do. I personally believe that it's somewhat of both of them. I personally believe that, once again, whatever that, you know, message the Lord has had the brother to come with today, that the devil does not want it heard. We know that lately he had been coming with, you know, he'd been talking on healing. And there are many who need to hear that message. He was going to go, you know, even further and talk about other things in connection with that, and need some things that will block the healing. And I know that that is a very important subject. And I know that many of you may have been, you know, waiting to hear on their part. And Satan does not want you to hear that. He doesn't want this, you know, especially the saints of God. He doesn't want the saints of God to be healed and walk in divine healing and health. He doesn't want that. So, you know, he would try, you know, every hindering tactic that he could to prevent the saints from hearing the true message. He doesn't even want sinners to receive Christ as Lord and be healed of any infirmities or sicknesses and diseases, because he wants nothing of God to be successful. Okay, he doesn't want it to rule. And so, once again, we are grateful to the Lord for this opportunity to do this broadcast. Now, I'm going to patch my sister on here. God bless you, sister.
God bless you, brother. God bless you. I decided that I'll call in. I'm just waiting for the brother to come back on the line.
Let me see. God bless you, brother.
Yeah, I got cut off there.
Okay, because actually you were on, but we couldn't hear.
Oh.
It was like you was on, but couldn't hear.
Yeah.
And we got Sister Anderson on with us now. Like I said, you must really got a fiery message, because this devil is really don't want you to say what you have to say. So he's really working on this thing here, brother.
I think you've been stirring him up all week, brother. I think you've been stirring the pot all week. And next week, I think you kind of got stirred up there. You've been pouring the oil on him the week and week before. So he may be a little upset.
Amen. Well, we thank God for our sister that joined us, Sister Anderson. Sister Anderson, God bless you, sister.
God bless you. God bless you. I just started to call in while we were waiting for the brother to come back online. On last night, I was really praying. I know the devil was interfering last night. I know he was trying to stop the word from going forth. And I was praying that the Lord would bind that devil from trying to keep God's word from going forth, and for the people to hear the true word of God, that they might hear and lay hold upon it. And even when I tried to call in last night, I wasn't able to even call in last night. But the Lord gave me, I just want to right quick read this one verse that the Lord gave me last night from the Message. And it's in the 114th Message in verse 2. And it says, I am the messenger of the Lord. I come at his command and the need and call of the people. Let the Lord's will be taught and your righteous need be laid before the Lord. If he delights in your plea, he lendeth an ear to hear, an answer, and will come for your victory and deliverance. And as I was praying that the Lord will bind that devil last night from trying to keep God's word from going forth, he gave me this verse in this 114th lesson. And I just wanted to call in just to say it. I've been listening to the word that the Lord has been giving you, brothers, to bring forth, and I thank God for you. Thank God for you.
Amen, sister. We thank God for the word that you gave, too.
We thank you.
God has given
for you. Yeah, we thank you, dear sister, and fellow to the husband. We thank Imana to the husband to allow their wives to participate, and we're so grateful for that. And, I guess we didn't get a chance to come out. Maybe some techno difficulties or something. I don't know, it was a storm. Sometimes that happens, you know. Some techno difficulties can happen. And sometimes it can be interferences from other sources, too. But sometimes it can be a natural occurrence. Sometimes it can be an unnatural occurrence. So, but anyway, we are glad that we're able to just talk and communicate and share tonight. I was last night I had was actually I get, you know, get a lot of things at the last minute. And so just before I got my tablet out last night and got just before the scheduled time at 7, and I write so fast and so illegible, I can't hardly read my own writing, brother. That, you know, that's some good writing there. That's some good doing, boy. that's microscopic and hieroglyphic and whatever. But I got to, you know, as I be writing real fast and trying to get it on because everything I usually get it the last minute before I go to church, last minute before I come home. And I'd be running so fast, I'd put some notes down, stuff. But I can see where most people do not need an interpreter to read my writing. I can understand that. And I know Sister Lester was the, who else was the only person to read my writing? Sister Lester. If one other person could read my writing, Sister Lester could. She could interpret my writing and write. And if I would leave out a word or a D or something like that, be writing so fast, she would know. And she just could read my writing. It was another person could read my writing to interpret my writing. And but anyway, I'm not getting given the gift of handwriting, I can tell you that. But I noticed my second son, he's not given the gift of writing either. my first son, James, he has the gift of writing, the best needing type of writing that, you know, he did his own. He's sort of like his mother's gift of writing. Okay. I jotted out these notes about healing, wholeness, wellness, recovery, deliverance. Is the children's rights. And this has been on me about the healing, wellness, and wholeness, and soundness, and victory, and deliverance, and recovery that God intended for us to walk in and to live in.
Yeah.
And to every covenant believer, that this is his design, this is his will, this was his purpose for us to walk in that. I think as we get close to the very end, we'll see a mighty, 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 mighty move of great supernatural completeness, wellness, deliverance, being delivered again into the earth. In other words, it'll be restored like never you've seen it before. The last move of the Holy Spirit and the last move of the supernatural convincing power of Jesus is going to be greater than it was in the beginning. Can you imagine that when the church of Jesus Christ was birthed at Pentecost and they astounding supernatural miracle, but they had, I call it the first rain. The Bible referred to these dispensations as first and the moderate rain and the latter rain. We are going to be received double and triple, double rain. And that's what we're going to see, something that that even Peter and John and them that didn't see. I know it's hard to believe, but that's what the prophets indicate, that in the latter end, it's going to be greater. It's going to be greater than in the beginning. We have not seen it. We haven't seen it, but we're going to see. I didn't know why that over 15, 20 years, over 20 years, 5 years, he's been telling me about children, that he's going to have an army of children that's going to be raised. I mean, it's been over 20, 25 years, he's been just keep telling me about this army of children. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. But anyway, we're not going to get into this army of children he's been telling me for the last 20, 25 years that he's going to raise up. Hallelujah. It's going to be like almost these children seem like to be immaculate conception, but these special children are going to be anointed in such a way to raise up a mighty army to do great, wondrous things that's going to shock the church world and the nations of the earth. But anyway, I'm not going to get on that today, but it's coming. So if you have your children, you just say, well, put some oil on them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Say, okay, Lord. Okay, Lord, I'm going to sprinkle this, this anointed oil of faith, that they're going to be a part of this new army. And hallelujah to Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
This miraculous supernatural army. So if you see some children that you feel led to anoint, I don't care whether they're women or a boy or girl, or if they're transsexual or homosexual, just say, deliver them. Say, Lord, loose and deliver them so they can be a part of the great move, whatever, you know. And if you see these young children that Satan is trying to take over and to influence, if you run cross any and the Lord give you permission, then, you stretch forth your hand on them. Sometimes they're in homes and situations that's not too good, and the evil try to take over these children. Because the Lord is about to raise up a mighty, miraculous army of these young people. That's why the devil, one of the reasons he's trying to stop with all this abortion, killing all these babies. But here's the thing I also looked into. In looking at the scriptures about healing is the children's bread, Matthew 15, and that's the divine covenant will of God. And also about restoration, wellness and soundness and extended life. And why the devil, some people, life are cut short, and the devil interfere with their life legacy to cut their life short. And I was looking about that, where some people's lives and legacy was cut short by the enemy. So I was looking and covered some other things that affect our destiny and our lives to stay on this earth, and why the devil want to shorten our lives, and why many people are afflicted. I want to throw these four scriptures out to you as a foundation as we talk about this miraculous wellness and soundness, wholeness, and overcoming grace and deliverance. Why the devil want to destroy? Now, here's the thing. The Bible starts off with understanding the nature of God. And I think the key to think is understanding the nature of the true and living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, the nature of God. You know what the Bible says about the very nature and character of God? It says in Psalm 98, 95, God is good. Yahweh is good. Now, that gives an indication to say Yahweh is good. It says some important things. God is holy, God is pure, and God is just, and God is love, and God is light, and God is faithful. It talks about this character and nature. He said God, Yahweh, the eternal God, is good. Now, he goes on to say, I think in James chapter 1, verse 17, he said, Every good and perfect gift cometh from the Father of lights above. Every good gift. Now, I don't care whatever good that comes out in the earth and lives, but it comes from God. I don't care whether who it is, any good idea, any good thought, any good word, whether it's natural or divine, it comes from him. It comes from him. See, that's the nature and character of God. Now, it says in James that he gives every good and perfect gift, every good talent, every ability, every good idea, every thought, every good invention, every good comes from above. And we need to understand that. Now, he goes on to say, I would above all things, third epistle of John, I would above all things concerning crossing over, that you would be prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. Three areas. I would above all things. I would above all things. And the next thing, I would lay down. I said, okay. Tell you about the nature and character, his desire. He says in Acts, 10:38, that Jesus, when he came on the earth as the Son of Man, the Son of David, the Son of God, he went about healing all that was sick and in bondage, on the oppression of the enemy. He went everywhere and healing all, delivering all. And it gave me an indication, a school is what the will and the nature and the character of God for his people. When you look at Matthew 15, it talks about healing. The word healing is not talking just about physical alone. The greatest healing is not physical. But the greatest healing or restoration is the restoration of a man's spirit, made alive unto God in Christ. That's the rest of Ephesians 2. That's the greatest restoration, healing, when a spirit is healed and loose from Satan's sin and the old nature. That's the healing and restoration and reconciliation of a spirit, to your spirit being made whole and alive unto God. Now, before we get to the physical body and the mental, because I want you to understand that the healing or the restoration, it's not talking about one area of your life. It's talking about, you know, the spirit, the soul, the body, the home, the family, the finances, everything in your life. He meant for it to be whole, healthy, and well. You notice the nature of God and the character of God is manifested from the old to the new. And it's constantly being renewed. And the devil is constantly lying and deceiving and throwing out traditions and and false information for people to believe a lie. He wants you well. I asked the lady that's standing in Walgreens, because we got a lot of people in Chicago that's homeless, and they're increasing of all ages. And you meet them at just about every major store. You see somebody homeless standing in front of a store, bank, everywhere, whether they be young, old, or whatever. And I asked them this question. I said, generally, I asked them, what's the problem? And they'll say, well, I need some. I said, no, that's not your problem. I said, what's your real problem? You know, I'd be trying to probe them to think. I know they probably, some of them are hungry and they want some food, but I said, but that's not your real problem. That's not the root of your problem. So I'd be trying to get them to probe, to open up, to find out, how did you arrive at this place? What happened that you happened to be in this place? See, everything has a beginning. And you got to go back. What is the beginning and that caused you to be here today? Something, someplace had an origin, a beginning that brought you to this situation in your life. Now, Satan, his character is in Revelation 12 and John 10. He's come down and it tells you about his nature in 10. Jesus, he come to kill, steal. Satan is a killer and a destroyer and a deceiver. Now, his character is always unchangeable. He's going to be a liar, a deceiver. Jesus said in John 18, he's the father of lies. He's a liar, a deceiver. And Jesus said in 10, he come to kill. That means he come to destroy, cause pain and suffering, to kill, to murder, to lie, steal, deceive, kill. He's a killer. He's a killer, destroyer. That's his nature. He's not going to change because somebody get on TV and says, oh, that's a good spirit. The devil, they're always making him a bad guy. He's not a bad guy. No, he's not a bad guy. He's a terrible guy. Yeah. He's an abominable guy. He's a monster. He's a terrible, the most wicked, vile, corrupt. He will kill a baby. You show how vile the devil is. He will put a week baby and put them in pain and suffering and agony. I know sometimes the parents are the two that cause it to happen, or somebody, but he'll do it anyway. He'll use the parents to give some pain and stuff. You know, babies are being born in America, a lot of them, because the mothers are on drugs, and the babies are being born with all this pain and this curse and suffering, and the devil, he just said, now he just loves it. Cause all that pain and destruction, mess up their brains, mess up their legacy, so they won't come to the kingdom of God. He's trying to stop it. And so we see we're dealing with all of these things that Satan is orchestrating directly or indirectly and causing to come through the sin nature. It says Satan hates God so much, his creator. He hates the Christian the next. Now, who's the people that Satan hates? Yeah, I know he hates the Jews. I know they think, you know, yeah, he does hate the Jews and Israel. But right now, the people that he fears the most, who do he fear the most? Now, Satan has fear. He doesn't fear Israel, the natural Israels, so much. He hates them because they were the two to bring salvation and deliverance to the earth. But who do he fear now? He fears the redeemed church of Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. I said the devil fears the redeemed, purified, redeemed church of Jesus Christ. Did we get that?
Amen.
Did we get that?
Amen.
Who's the people that he's fearful about? And why do he fear? He hates the Jews, and he hates other things. But why do he fear the Church of the Living God? Because the redeemed gospel church of Jesus Christ, the body of Christ in the other world, is the only one that has authority and dominion and rule in the earth. Did you get that?
Amen. Amen.
No. Well, where do we get that authority? From the death and the suffering and the payment and the purchase of the redemptive work of Jesus on the cross, who redeemed us from the curse of the law and the curse of Adam and the curse of the devil, and brought us out into the kingdom of his dear son. Now, and he knows something that the average Christian do not know. I mean, yeah, the devil has been working through the ignorance and tradition of men to keep this hidden. Once the Christian, the new born again, say redeemed, was to wake up to know what he had been given through the authority of the Son of the minute to believe and receive, he gave them right to be called the sons of God. We don't understand what that means. We don't. We just say, well, we're just children of God, and that's it, you know. It's like, well, I'm a beggar, and you know, no big deal. The Christians, average, think that man, he's a beggar. The average Christian, good, loving, caring, think he's a beggar. Why? Why do we think that he's a beggar? Because he's, a lot of them are more scattered than the sinners. Oh, well, I don't want to hurt nobody's feeling, but because it's not that they're not good and don't love the Lord, because they don't know their authority in the earth. Anybody get that?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
They don't know their authority and their divine covenant rights in the earth. Once we wake up to who we are in Christ and who Christ is in us, wow, the devil is going to be doubly scared. He's going to have having heart attacks, brother. He's going to have double heart attacks. The people of God ain't supposed to be having all these heart attacks. Not the people of God. But we have them, of course, but I'm telling you, that's not supposed to be when we come to understanding. What did I say? Come to understanding?
Amen.
Okay.
I said come to understanding. Come to revelation. I put it this way. Some of the people out there is kind of stickler, you know, how they kind of get. I said come to revelation. Mm-hmm. I hope that helps somebody. Come to revelation in Christ. Come to revelation in Christ and in his word, okay? See, you are hurting the devil's kingdom, Brother Nate, by exposing the devil and opening the cover on it. And the devil, you're not loved by the devil, Brother Nate. I can tell you that. You're not really loved by the devil because you keep exposing and pulling the cover. And and you're not supposed to. You don't want no people to come to understanding.
Amen.
Brother?
Yeah.
You don't want them to come to understanding who they are in Christ and in his kingdom and what dominion and authority is given to them in the kingdom, in the world. He don't want them to come to that. He just want them to think that they're just regular, they're just church people, just religious people, you know. Oh, just, you know, just church people, that's all. That's all. Wife, we are far more than that. Brother?
Yeah.
If the revelation ever come to us, Handalabokoshata.
Yes.
If the devil who had played this game of having the Christian fighting one another and arguing and beating up on one another and arguing and condemning one another, if we ever could get free from that pride, we might get, if we could just get free from that for a moment.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Right.
We could just get healed and delivered from that for a moment. A lot of our sickness and disease come from fighting and hurting one another and having bitter spirits, an angry spirit, fighting against one another instead of fighting the devil. Instead of fighting the devil. Did you get that?
Amen.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
Pulling
yeah.
the strongholds of the devil down. Pulling down the bulwarks and the deception of the devil. No, he got us. He got the average Christian world against separate, using some scripture or error or darkness or some tradition of men or some bitterness to keep us divided, for a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand, nor it can withstand the other kingdom of it. That's why the devil keep us. Listen, notice how he got the homes in division, the nations in division, the government in division. You notice all that? Where do you think they're coming from? The government, so it divided this nation. So about, he got homes, he got people divided against race, color against color, neighborhood against neighbor. Who you think is behind all this? Who do you think is orchestrating pulling these strings?
Yes. Amen.
Even though Mr. Trump is probably chosen of God, he opened his mouth to a lot of things that called wider divisions. Now, he said some good things. I'm not going to say a few good things set up. But he opened his mouth, and a floodgate come out. Mm-hmm. Say floodgate. Floodgate.
Floodgate.
A floodgate to separate mm-hmm. people against people. Now, now, that's the difference between separating people for righteousness' sake, for God's sake. But no, he separates people to get power.
Yeah.
Come on now. I said get mm-hmm. power.
Get
for him.
Power,
for
yes.
him.
Amen.
For him.
For him. Yep.
For
Amen.
Him. His ego.
Mm-hmm.
So God's going to have to humble him all the way down.
Yeah. Amen.
He's going to have to, like he had to humble us.
Yeah.
Lord, beneath the cross. Amen. All right. Mm-hmm. We got to get down now. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord, help me.
He opened, I'm going to show you how the devil is using it. He opened his mouth today, and he started attacking these people of color. Now, he called himself dividing and conquering. And
mm-hmm.
see, that spirit in him is called itself dividing and conquering.
Mm-hmm.
He threw out these things to the Democrats, and then he attacked the colored, all people of color. See, he's calling the devil is using, orchestrating this stuff.
Yes.
Well, I know everybody don't like that. But I can't
yes.
help it what you don't like, baby. I can't
mm-hmm.
help it because you don't like it. It ain't about what you like. It's not about what I like. This
Amen.
Is not a popularity. We're not running a popularity contest here. Jesus
Amen.
Said, light and darkness don't work together. Do they do it, brother? They don't hang out. Now, light and dark, are they separate?
Mm-hmm. They're separate.
It's the kingdom of God and the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God and the kingdom of Christ, they're separate entities.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm going to leave that up to you, Brother Nate. You can make a mad on next week, okay? All right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Listen.
Yes.
The devil.
Yes.
And there is a devil. There is
yes,
demons.
Yes.
There is evil.
Yes.
I know a lot of people don't even want, they're scared to mention his name. They
mm-hmm.
they don't want people to know there's a real evil devil. They run. Oh well, no, we don't want to talk about. Don't mention this. We don't talk to. We don't want to talk. Well, what you mean?
Mm-hmm.
What you mean?
Mm-hmm.
You, what Bible are you reading?
Yes. Amen.
Are you sure you're reading the Bible upside down, or you're reading the Bible straight about evil, how evil works,
mm-hmm.
and how the
Amen.
Kingdom of God works? If we don't know who our enemy is, brother, and we don't know how to defeat him, and we don't know what authority we have to overcome and defeat him, the devil will run wild. Oh, well, they don't believe in the devil. They don't believe in the devil. They're ignorant. They don't know. I'm gonna just take over and let them talk about some psychology
mm-hmm.
stuff. They run into the psychology, think they're gonna get rid of me because they run to some psychiatrist or psychologist and try to reason me out.
Yeah.
Brother, you can't reason the devil. There's no reason, no counsel. That's only one thing for the devil. You have to bind him, cast him out. That's the, I mean, brother, No. You can't reason
mm-hmm.
this devil out. Well, let's get some reasoning here. Yeah, you get the reason. That's
mm-hmm.
fine. You can go get some reasoning. But what you going to do about
yeah.
the evil? Are you going to reason with him? You want to Jesus, whatever you bind on earth. Jesus went over here binding and casting out the devil. No, he didn't reason with the devil. He binding and cast
Amen.
Him out and said, go.
Amen.
Am I right about it? Am I right about it?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe in Mark 6. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast
yes.
out devils.
Amen.
Yes.
Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Yes,
speak
yes.
with new tongues.
Yes.
I know somebody don't believe in speaking in tongues in the Holy Ghost. That's your problem, baby. That ain't my
yes.
problem. I love you still,
yes.
but that's
yes.
your problem. I'm going to go by what
yes.
Jesus said. I said I'm going to
yes.
go by what Jesus said. Yes.
Amen.
That's where I'm going to put my hat. I'm going to throw my hat in the room with Jesus. Throw your hat up there in the room with you. Let everybody say what they want to say. Throw your hat in with Jesus. Yeah, throw your hat in. Okay. All right.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
We are not
yes.
beggars. We are not beggars. We are, Galatians said, we are not beggars. We're not beggars. We are sons. We're not religious people. I know a lot of people tell, well, we are nice religious people. No, when they ask me, I'm not trying to be smart. I'm not trying to be, you know, they ask me, are you religious? Nope, I'm not religious. I don't believe in religion. My belief is in it. No, I don't believe in religion. Religion don't help you. But religion didn't die on the cross. Religion didn't die and suffer and take your sin and your nail. Religion didn't come out the grave and say, I have the victory and all power. No, it wasn't no religion that shed his blood. So I'm not religious. So, you know, I understand what you're saying, but I'm not religious. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
so,
Lord. Amen.
Amen. I mean, if you want religion, you can get it. But I'm not religious. Don't try to make me religious because I'm not religious. I'm redeemed. I'm the redeemed one. Let us be redeemed in the Lord. So, yeah, man. The devil, once he finds out that you know who you are and what your authority is, he's going to start shaking.
Yeah.
I say he's going to start shaking.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. This happened to, I remember telling y'all when my first got redeemed in Christ, in my knees, before I got baptized with water. I believe in baptism of water in Jesus' name is part of the gospel.
Yes.
Amen.
But it won't solve all your problems.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That by itself will not make the devil scared.
No.
What did I say? That inclusive by itself will not make the devil scared.
Amen. Amen.
It's many people who I appreciate being baptized in Jesus' name and authority name, but that, if that was the only thing, the devil would be shaking, scared all the world. Because all you had to do is boom in the water and come out, and that'd be it. And the devil just shaking and trembling and, oh, my goodness, he just faint and run to, Yeah, But it's more to it than that. I said more than that. It's more than that.
Amen.
All right, now. Okay. I want to read the first thing before I finish. I'm going to take me about maybe 3 or 4 weeks. Four broadcasts to get through with this wellness and wholeness, soundness, healing to get through this. Let's go to Psalms 51, and at least we can get established this one thing about the spiritual part of man is the most important part of any healing well. And so when we lose that or don't – we have that or don't get that, Satan will still belong to the kingdom of God. Do you know, sister and brother, that you share the gospel with people that Jesus taught in the Bible and share with them, eventually you talk about what kingdom you are a part of, and when you try to share with them that you are born by nature and a part of the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of Satan, they might get highly offended. Of course, I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the average person thinks he's good.
Mm-hmm.
I said the average, a lot of people feel that because they are a good person, that makes them a part of the kingdom of God. Brother Nate, is that right? I mean, that makes them ready for heaven, ready for the gates of glory because they are good people. Now, I'm not disputing there's a lot of good people in this world. There is a lot of good, helpful, caring people in this world.
Amen.
Among all people. But what is the difference between redemption and your goodness? Most people, I said, what's the difference between the redemption in Christ and your goodness? They are under the impression that being good will get them into heaven and make them a child of God. But that's not what the scriptures say. That's not the gospel. It may be nice, but it's not the gospel. There are people that believe because they go to church now and then that makes them a Christian. Hello.
Amen.
Now, just because a cow go in a barn Now, and then, do that make him a Bond?
No.
No.
Now, what I'm trying to say is people got misconceptions. Good, loving, caring people got a lot of misconceptions. So your job, Brother Nate, and part of the manual is to open the door and bring in some light and some understanding so that these misconceptions, misinformation, and error will leave them, and they'll understand what the will of God concerning their life, and they will be glad.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Now, brother, when you are getting, brother, you have to use this sword to do some things to trim stuff up. You know how you have to use a knife to trim stuff up, a sharp knife sometimes? And some of the word of God that has to be sharp had to be given as a sword sometime as sharpness. And when it's sharp, God says it has to cut. Is that right, Brother Nate? It has to cut sometime, right?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And the cutting part is not always pleasant. The cutting part of the word of God, it's not always pleasant. That's why they call it a sword. The word of God has a sword to it. So, because all the time, it's not going to be without pain, because the cutting away of darkness and error, it's not always pain. It's not always pleasant, because you have to pierce. Sometimes you have to pierce. When the doctor gets ready to operate, he has to cut and make some pain before he can make you well. Is that right?
Yes, right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Before
Amen.
The physician can make you well, he got to cause you to have pain and do some cutting. Is that right?
That's right. Amen.
Well, the ministry of the living God is got that same calling.
Mm-hmm.
But
Amen.
Like Brother Nate.
Yeah.
Not me. Yeah. Not like me, but like Brother Nate. Okay. So... I pat you on the back, Bob. I pat you on the back. Thank God for you. And for all the other brothers of the world who sometimes have to use the sword to cut and to cause some pain before somebody get well. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Listen, in the 10th chapter of Acts, before Saul, who was very religious and very educated, very a genius, a smart man, part of the Sanhedrin Council, sitting at Gamaliel's feet, was only the smartest, most intelligent man with an amazing intellect, who was spiritually blind. The Lord shocked him and knocked him off his horse. And you see, sometimes the Lord do have to knock you off your horse. Is that right, brother?
Amen.
Right. Amen.
I mean, he got a lot of people he got to knock off their horse, bro. he's still helping me to get up from knocking me down. Get up. he got to knock some stuff out of you. He got to put something in you, but before he can put something in, sometimes he got to knock you out and knock you down. I'll bring you down low. Am I right about it?
Amen.
Yes,
now, if y'all don't give me no amen, I'm going to have to go to the Baptist and try to get some amen here, because I'm going to have to call on the Baptist here, my Baptist brother. All right,
amen.
Listen. Thank you, Jesus. Before some people can be loose and their eyes come open, they have to be made low, because God hates pride. In the book of Proverbs, he said he hates pride. Why he hates pride, the proud heart. Thank you, Jesus. All right. I wanted to turn to something that's very important. Before I get into the restoration and healing of the body and the mind and the nation, our nation needed a complete restoration and rehauling. Is that right?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. America is on the brink of being destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say it again. I know you don't want to hear it, but I'm going to tell you what the prophet says. I'm going to tell you what the book says. America is on the brink of being destroyed, and the judgment of God is about to hit.
Malo.
America is drifting every day as a nation farther and farther away down the stream of destruction. Somebody got to be like John the Baptist and cry loud and spare not. I said, somebody Amen. Got to be like John the Baptist. Cry out and spare not.
Yes.
Amen.
All right, Nate, mm-hmm. put the hat on. We got people across the world but with the same calling. Spare not.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, my people that sin and show Israel their transgression. That's not a nice job, brother. That's not a nice job. You be despised and hated and called names and get out, and we don't want to hear you. We don't want to hear none of that stuff. Right? You judgment harder, and you're crude, you're rude, we don't want to hear. We want some nice, sweet, sweetened water stuff. Can I have some sweetened water, please?
Yes.
Can I have some sweetened water?
Yes.
I love you, Christian, but that sweetened water is not going to get you very far.
Amen.
You're going to have to eat some
Amen.
Strong meat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Strong Amen. Meat, Brother Nate. Some strong meat.
Yep.
Amen.
Say strong meat.
Strong meat.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The angel of the Lord, the messenger of the covenant, when you notice to read the message that he's brought over the few years, he put some strong stuff. He started putting some strong meat in there.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
What was he telling the church? Come off the nipple. Come off the pacifier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, come on.
He's been trying to get us off that pacifier, Brother Nate. He's been trying to get the Church of Christ with Elijah message off that pacifier and that nipple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
But some people just won't get out the lapping wall. Thank you, Jesus. He need an amen. He need an amen.
Yeah.
I said he need an amen now.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
All right. I want us to read the 51st chapter of Psalms. We're going to try to limit here. We ask the sisters if they have any comment or any callers or anyone. We'd be glad for you to come and be a part of us and to share with us. And we open our door to you in love of Christ. Wherever you are around the world, our heart goes with our brothers and sisters. And we call you brothers and sisters. If you've been born of the Spirit, washed in the blood, mm-hmm. believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, you are our brothers and sisters. Thank God for you. Now, and especially today, we recognize the women of God who has undergirded the home, the church, and the nation. Do you know the women are the undergirdle of the home, of the church, mm-hmm. and the nation? Anybody disagree with me? Raise your hand if you disagree. I said the women and mothers and wives and missionaries are the undergirdle of the home and of the faith of the faithful and of the nations. Anybody disagree?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I guess I got a lot of disagreement.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. You know, the women and the mothers would stick around and try to bear their children, eight children, when the guy would run away. I'm
Amen.
Not saying that they don't run away too. I'm not saying that they don't, you know, have their family. But the mothers and the women have to stick around, don't
they? Amen.
Amen.
When the guy run away, he make the babies, brother. And the responsibility to come, but he'll run away and say, I got to go to another door. I don't know if I don't like that. I know they don't like to hear that. But I'm going to tell it just like it is because it's tight, but it's right. It's tight, but it's right.
Yes,
the mothers and the women left that hole in the bag. When the boyfriend and the pimp and the hustler leave, when they align themselves with the wrong person, and here come all responsibility and babies and crying, and he's gone. In many cases,
Amen.
Some cases, the mothers have to still be there. Am I right about it?
That's right.
So
Amen.
Let's give honor to the women that stick it out, who have made some bad mistakes and bad choices, and trying to do the best with their children, trying to give them a hope. And I want to, you know, and if you do that and keep striving, and God will send you some help from somebody that cares. All right. Psalm 51, right quick, about the healing is the children's bread, because I'm going to cross lines about this healing and restoration, wholeness and soundness and wellness, that the most important part is the spiritual man in Christ.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Psalms 51. This Psalms is a prayer.
Yes, it is. Yes, it
I
is.
I said this Psalm is a prayer, and it's a prayer of restoration, a prayer of brokenness, a prayer of reconsecration and recommitment to Christ, to God. In the Old Testament, it's Jehovah or Yahweh. That's I don't like that term, God, because I don't know which God you're talking about. Most of the time when I'm talking to certain people, I have to identify because I don't know who I'm talking to, because they may think I'm talking about their God, and their God is some other God. So I may always put a name to who I'm talking about. y'all may not understand me why I do that, but I have to identify.
Yeah.
Every person is known by the identity of their name.
Yes, amen. That's right.
Their personal name.
Amen.
That's right.
Okay.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes. Amen.
Psalms 51 talks about, anybody understand what that prayer is about in Psalms 51? We're going to talk about healing and wholeness and wellness, where it begins at.
Yes.
Anybody know what the revelation, the truth, why God put that in the book, and why that prayer that King David prayed in Psalms 51?
A deliverance prayer.
Mm-hmm. Well, give me some gravy. Brother Crocker used to always say, "Give me some gravy." So I'm gonna do like Brother Crocker said. Give me some gravy details.
Yeah.
This is the prayer of repentance when he had the man put on the front line, you know, to be with his wife, and she had. Go ahead, bro.
Turn to 2 Samuel chapter 11 and go ahead and speak. But 2 Samuel chapter 11. 2 Samuel chapter 11 to get a background. The King David. Now, King David was a special chosen vessel, a special chosen man in Israel. He was the second king chosen by the living God. He was God's choice. King Saul was the people's choice, but David was God's choice to be king.
Amen.
He was the second, and he's called the sweet psalmist. He's called the intercessor, the prophet. He's called a man after God's own heart. He's called many things. He fulfills many things. He was the one of the most righteous and more king in all of Israel, in all of Israel. There's three kings in all Israel, but David was known in God's heart, and he called him a man after my own heart. And the sweet psalmist, hallelujah, the sweet psalmist, the worshiper. David was a mighty worshiper, not only a warrior, but a worshiper, a singer, a musician, a prophet, an intercessor. You just go on and on, a builder. He was a prophet, too. He was also a prophet. He had many offices. He was a prophet also. Okay. Psalms 51 says, when did he pray this prayer? We go back to the 11th chapter of 2 Samuel, and if you read it, you will find out what happened that caused him to pray this prayer of healing and restoration and wholeness.
Mm-hmm.
And as you're going to read this 11th chapter, somebody read the first three verses, because I'm not going to be able to read all of it. You can read it on your spare time. What caused David to be brought to this moment to pray this prayer? 2 Samuel chapter 11, verses, what?
Okay. The word of God said, and it came to pass after the year was expired, at the time when the kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel. And they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. but David tarried still at Jerusalem. And it came to pass in the evening tide that David arose from off his bed and walked upon the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman washing herself, and the woman was very beautiful to look upon. And David sent and inquired after the woman, and one said, "Is not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite?"
Read a couple more.
And David sent messengers and took her, and she came in unto him, and he lay with her, for she was purified from her uncleanness, and she returned unto her house. And the woman conceived and sent and told David, and said, "I am with child." And David sent to Joab, saying, "Send me Uriah the Hittite." And Joab sent Uriah to David. And when Uriah was come unto him, David demanded of him how Joab did, and how the people did, and how the war prospered.
Now, this is a very important story about broken fellowship, seduction, covetous, murder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to tell you like it is. Broken fellowship, covetous, adultery, and murder. Oh, you don't think so, huh? Well,
amen.
You can sweeten it up any way you want, but that's what the Bible came. Is that right, Brother Nathan?
That's right.
Straighten me out. Here is the most sweetest, mightiest warrior king that Israel had ever known and will know.
Mm-hmm.
A man after God's own heart, who always sought the heart of God.
Mm-hmm.
And he was God's special choice over Israel to rule. But he fell.
Yeah.
And I think the devil set him up.
Mm-hmm.
It was a setup. The devil, he would use different setups for people. That's why
Amen.
The Bible said, watch and pray always. Is that right? Am I
right?
Watch and pray always.
That's right.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
That's right.
I said, because if you don't watch and pray always, you won't deserve.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get me? If
Amen.
You don't watch and stay in prayer always to the living God, walk in prayer, live in prayer and faith, you may not discern how the devil going to trip you up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said, you may not deserve.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the mistakes that I made in life, I didn't deserve some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to keep your mind stayed on Jesus, just like the book said.
Yes, sir.
Right. Isaiah 26, he said, he'll keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on the Lord God. He'll keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon the Lord, because he trusted in him. Now, in doing that, you will discern. You will be able to see and discern some things. Now, David had did three things. One was he lust, and then he coveted.
Yeah.
The next thing he did, he committed adultery.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next thing, he conspired to commit murder.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
Yes, sir. Now, he fell, and that's humanly possible. Even though David was close to Jehovah as any man and king was, the sweet psalmist, hallelujah, and the Holy Spirit worked with him mightily and anointed him.
Yes.
But because he was not careful, like sometimes we are not aware, we fall into the devil's trap. But I'm going to tell you about his healing and restoration and restoring, because a lot of people may wonder why they're in a predicament they're in, where their life or their body or their finance is blighted.
Mm-hmm.
And they will not recover until they go to David prayer. They will not be delivered. They will not recover. Some will not recover until. Now, these are the four great sins, covetous, lust and covetous. Then he followed through by the act,
mm-hmm.
adultery, with this married woman. By the way, do you know this woman was a person of color? I just had to throw it in to make somebody. Do you know her husband was a person of color?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I know this immaterial, but it ain't material because we have a real problem with skin today. All over the nation, they have a problem with somebody's skin. Do you know one of the biggest problems we have now in America about your skin color?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's be real. Well, we gonna
fight.
Let's not be. The church is really like to play games, but we need to pull the cover off the devil.
Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah. That's why we had to pray for our prayer. Today. He makes so many racist comments. That's why we had to pray for him.
Yes.
Amen.
And then racism come in, he divides people against one another.
Amen. That's right.
Am I right about it?
Amen.
My name is Brother Lee. I don't want you to get confused that this is Brother Nate. This is Brother Lee. I don't draw back.
Thank you.
I don't have to draw back. Yeah, we all fail. We all make mistakes. We all have some stumbling. But we can't stay there. We have to move beyond that. Okay?
Amen.
We have to move beyond that. Move beyond the past.
Amen.
Move on in the grace of God. Now, David, King David, the prophet, the warrior, the psalmist, murder, adultery, seduction, covetous. Now, here's the psalm. I want you to read Psalms 51. Some people will never get well physically because or mentally. I'll be recovered until Psalms 51.
Mm-hmm.
This is the prayer that King David prayed.
Part
of his healing and recovery and restoration.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. That's a good prayer. That's a prayer of getting back with God, getting reconciled.
It sure is.
Listen,
yes, Lord Jesus.
We may find ourselves in a fail, in a hole, and the devil says it's all over with. He may tell people it's always they fell into a trap that affected them spiritually, mentally, and physically.
Yeah.
And that life is about to be snuffed out because the devil used it to snuff your life and cut you to an end. But here, you even have some people commit suicide. You know, I told people about 10 or 12, 15 years about this suicide spirit is going to come on.
Mm-hmm.
About 15 years about this suicide spirit that's going to hit.
Mm-hmm.
It's running wild.
Yes, it is.
That's true.
I try to explain to them the door, the means which Satan's going to bring this spirit into America, and there's a doorway. And I ain't got time to talk about the doorway that has let this spirit of suicide, this born out of people, young and old. Now, David, you know what the devil said when you get in that hole? You might as well kill yourself.
That's true.
Your back's against the wall. You might as well just go and jump off the building. Just take this overdose. Just go. End it all. Because he was embarrassed. He had shamed God and shamed his nation and shamed himself. And so the devil could say, you might well kill yourself. But David.
Yes, come on.
Getting back and recovering and healing. And being delivering and restoring. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Read Psalms 51, this prayer. Somebody read Psalms 51, recovery.
Okay.
healing, and restoration for the most important part of life. Read. Someone say something. Read.
Amen.
Psalms
51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to thy multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquities, and clean me from my sins. For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sins is even before me. Against thee only have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest, and be clean when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me from hyssop, that I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out my iniquity. Cleanse me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away for thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Just a life. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, when many people, and some people have found themselves in with this broken place,
yeah,
and their lives is dwindling away under the oppression and the affliction of their soul and body. Sometimes by that, their body won't get well. They're afflicted. Their mind is depressed. And they're led to a life of debauchery, and they'll start drinking and smoking and isolating, because this sin will of separation from God will take you away, can take you away. But we learn a lesson from the mercies of our Lord said, return unto me.
And
a lot of people, they wonder why, you know, their body won't get healed, their mind won't get healed, and the whole curse upon them, and they have to return unto the Lord God. And he said to Israel, oh, backsliding heifer. He called Israel a backsliding heifer.
Amen. Yeah.
No, I'm not being real. I'm just telling what the prophet said. Don't get mad at me.
That's right.
People get mad at you so quick, T-Day, but if you just tell them what they said. I've done it out of the love of God, because we all are subject to failures along the way and falling. Don't think it's impossible that it can't happen.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's why you got to watch and pray always.
Amen.
And hear the warning of your pastor. Hear the warning of your pastor. See, because if he's watching, he'll see something. He'll discern something. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people think they don't need a pastor, but the pastor watches out for you. And the elder or the prophet looking out for you. So you need one, whether you think you don't need one or not. You're going to find out you're going to need one and a couple and a three or four before it's over with. All right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because the pastor can see things you may not see. The prophet and the anointed can see things you may not see and hear things you may not hear.
Amen.
You know that certain things that the Lord will give you as an individual in the Holy Ghost, but there are certain things he'll give the pastor that he won't give you.
Amen. Yes.
That's why he's called the shepherd of your soul. A lot of people think that they don't need the body of Christ, and they don't have to be there, and they're a church button and say, you ain't no church. I have one person could be a church. You're a member, a part of a church, but you ain't no church. I'm my own church. Oh, yeah. You know, people just say all kind of foolish stuff. They're just all kind of foolish stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to know that one of the first things that David had to be convicted of, when the prophet came to him, Nathan, the prophet was sent to him and said, David, you're the man. And so he owned up and he confessed and he humbled himself. He didn't try to cover him. He didn't try to beat the prophet up. He didn't try to kill the prophet and say, get out, I'm the king, I'll kill you, get out of here. No, he humbled himself. And we have to humble ourselves unto the hand of the Lord. And he, now there were some consequences of what they said. There were some consequences, even though David was restored and forgiven, there were some consequences. They're called, the consequences called the sins of the fathers. There were some consequences. Even though he was forgiven and restored, there is sometimes some reaping consequences to some things.
Okay.
Listen. Brother Nate, where you with me, Brother Nate?
I'm here.
All right. Consequences. Long way. David did not completely get out of the picture without suffering some things. Some things he suffered until he died. One of the things he suffered was the consequence that happened, some things that happened to his children because of that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, you find people out there who miss the mark and fall, and sometimes they just think all they got to do is just be baptized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you notice that David didn't say, okay, let me go down here and have somebody just dump me and it'll be okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
No. First things first. First things first. First things first. Second thing second. Third thing third. You can't jump the third thing and omit the first and the second thing. You may not get the results that you want.
Amen.
All right, we'll turn it over to the handmaidens now because we only got almost 15 minutes left. So handmaid, now this is the healing that we begin at that can resolve many physical problems too.
Amen.
That's connected. That's connected.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Amen.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Now.
Amen.
I want, as I give it to you, I'm going to give you five means that Lord brings healing, wholeness, wellness, restoration, and deliverance in the earth. The first gift that God has given, the Lord has given us to live, and he provided us one of the first things, medical physicians and doctors. They have helped many millions of people to live, physicians and medical doctors. But the second is a natural means through vitamins, herbs, nutrition, fresh fruit, vegetable, and juices. Many people have been cured of many maladies through this means, even cancer. The third way the Lord has given us this gift, the prayer and fasting. The next thing God has given us, the gift of divine healing. The other thing he's given us, the laying on of hands of the minister of the elders through the word of knowledge. The other thing he's given us, the working of the gift of miracles. The other thing he's given us, special faith, special anointed faith. So we'll be talking about these gifts that God has given to mankind and to his people. All right, sister, and let you all have your time. I take most of your time, handmaiden, so okay.
That's quite all right. I just think, and I praise the Lord for the word, and I take this Psalm 51 just for me, for my life, and you were speaking about it and sister was reading it, you know, I have my tablet ready for me every day when on the broadcast I'll be ready to write. And I just wrote down and read it every day. I think and I praise the Lord for it.
Amen. Amen. I thank the Lord for being here today, and I really enjoyed the message. and I really take this Psalm 51 at heart, and I will be praying that prayer, you know, for deliverance, for healing, and I
yeah.
just truly thank the Lord for the word, you know, that have went forth, you know, over this broadcast.
Amen.
Amen. I want to close this thought as we continue on with getting your complete healing and wholeness and wellness in Christ and be delivered. The Bible said in Psalms 34, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them from them all. Many
Amen.
Are the afflictions, of the righteous, but the Lord, Jehovah, delivers them from them all. We'll talk about that, being delivered from them all. What's the cause of it? As we come to an end, some people, physical and mental oppression is due sometime to a particular sin or rebellion in their life. Anybody
mm-hmm.
agree? Some people mm-hmm. will be healed. Some people will not be healed or physical matter because they're connected to a sin, some sin.
Mm-hmm.
Not all people, but some are connected. This is why Jesus, when he prayed for certain people, he said, your sins be forgiven thee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What, he said, you find it that he said to them, your sin, go, your sins are forgiven thee. Why? Because
mm-hmm.
what they was upon them was caused by this sin, and they had to get forgiveness. So some people
yeah.
will not be healed, be forgiven, until they confess and acknowledge and get rid of this sin this in their lives. And most of the time, half of the time, most of the sins that afflicted the saints and sinners is due with bitterness and unforgiveness. So bitterness and unforgiveness.
Bitterness
mm-hmm.
and unforgiveness. Yes.
Unforgiveness.
Yes.
See, bitterness sends poison all to your bloodstream and to your glands and your bloodstream. When you are bitter against somebody and angry
mm-hmm.
and
uh-huh.
have unforgiveness, it sends bitterness to your heart. It sends your heart to destruction. It sends it to your digestive tract, draw it up. And it if it stays in you, it'll turn into a cancer or abnormal thing. That's why a lot of people
mm-hmm.
are afflicted in their knees. I didn't say everybody. I said a lot of people are afflicted and can't be forgiven or can't be healed because it's connected to holding bitterness and unforgiveness against somebody. And their life can be cut short, and Satan can use that to destroy them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
yeah.
the average person is holding something against somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say it again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Many good Christian people have shoved things in their unconscious mind and bitter and refuse to forgive and love somebody. If that's somebody you can't love or you refuse
mm-hmm.
to show the love of God, you are in bondage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's
I
right.
don't care because you may not like brother Nate, but you gotta
mm-hmm.
love him.
Yeah.
Because I think everybody love me because I just so nice and sweet and just so
mm-hmm.
humble. So I you know I don't have the problem like brother Nate do. You know. But
mm-hmm.
Amen.
So
I want you to let you know, all of you as we close today, you get on your knees and say, Lord, who am I holding some bitter, angry,
yeah.
unforgiving feelings
yes,
towards. Because majority of Christians are angry as well as, not, be angry against sin is okay. Be angry against the devil is okay. But not angry against that person.
Mm-hmm.
If you have hatred, bitterness, and unforgiveness, look what the scripture said. If you hold that, not even your prayers
mm-hmm.
are not going to be answered. Your prayers can't be,
be
won't be answered. Is that right about it?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's true.
So you have to ask the Holy Ghost as today as we pray, if you're a Christian, saved and sanctified, and you're holding this bitter, angry, hostile, angry spirit, every time you see Brother Nate, you just, I can't stand it. I'm just,
mm-hmm.
just, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Not me, Brother Lynn. Not me, but you. You know, when they see you, when they hear you. But we all have to ask the Holy Spirit to search our hearts and make sure we rid our hearts, rid
yeah.
our lives,
oh, yeah.
to be cleansed
yeah.
and forgiven, and ask God to wash us. Because I perceive when I go look at certain people, they're holding this, they're mm-hmm. holding this. I look at them uh-huh. and why they're afflicted, they don't know why. Well, anoint with me at all. Well, they can anoint with all 1,000 times, you may not be get healed. But you need to know the reason why your healing is held up.
Uh-huh.
You need to do the word of knowledge. You need see, you have to have people with the spirit of the word of knowledge because you have to discern what's blocking their healing.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes they are in such shape that their lives are cut short. Because bitterness and anger and forgiveness, if you don't get rid of it, will cut your life short. Satan will use it to destroy you.
Yes.
Oh, God is so good. He's so merciful and so kind.
Yes. Yes.
And Jesus
yes.
is so sweet. He wants us to be whole. He wants us to be well. He wants to live long yes. and prosperous, even as the days of the trees of Lebanon, yes. that we may glorify him and bless our family and the nations of the earth. He
yes.
wants us to be whole, well, and deliberate. Deliberate. We'll talk about all these drugs, why the devil wants everybody on drugs, on legal drugs. We'll
Amen.
Talk about why the devil wants everybody on legal drugs and
mm-hmm.
legal drugs. Legal drugs mm-hmm. can take you out, too, from the doctor. I'm going to tell you that,
Amen.
Too. You're going to say that there are certain drugs
Amen.
The doctor's giving you, you better not take.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
God wants you well. God wants you whole. God wants you to
yes.
stay sweet. He wants you to represent
Amen.
The kingdom. But healing is the children's bread.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Thank God for all of you that have been listening. Don't forget tomorrow night, continue to listen for another God's Word to Man broadcast. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Once again, we thank all of you for listening. From Brother Lee and Brother Nate and Sister Anderson, Sister Tig, we love you all. God bless you and God keep you in Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank God.
Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you.